You're warm enough now. Can I turn this off?
Oh, yeah. Careful, love. It's 30 here.
Oh, sorry. I'm worried we'll be late.
Oh, it's all right. The service doesn't start till 10:30.
Oh, I still need to park.
And even if we are late, we can creep in and sit at the back without disturbing anyone.
That's the advantage of the cathedral.
One of them.
Could have done without Tom's call this morning, though. Fancied a bath.
What was the problem?
Cow with an udder tear. Think another one had trodden on it. It's one of the older ones, they're more at risk.
Why?
Well, everything's going south, isn't it?
I suppose so.
Tom seems exhausted. Not his usual bouncy self at all.
No, I know.
Oh, come on, let me in.
I saw him in the shop yesterday. He looked really down.
He's saying goodbye to Hannah at the end of this week.
Oh, she's going, is she? That's a shame.
Yeah. I think she's going back to college. Ah, good, thanks. He really doesn't want to lose her.
I know the feeling. We're all under pressure at the moment.
Yeah, Tom's problem's finding someone, not affording them.
Well, he must be doing something right, then.
Hey, mustn't feel guilty about cutting Karen and Joanne's hours.
Oh, I can't help it. Do you want a mint?
No, thanks.
Thank you for coming with me this morning, darling. It means a lot to me.
Well, it's a long way on your own every week there and back, isn't it?
I didn't mean just the journey.
I wanted to come. You've helped me so much with this Ryan business. My way of saying thank you.
Oh, this is lovely.
Good.
What a welcome I've had.
We wanted to make it nice and cosy for you.
Didn't we, Nick?
Yeah.
And a real fire makes all the difference.
Oh, you're spoiling me.
Oh, nonsense, William. We're just chuffed to bits your home.
Yep, and we've quite enjoyed ourselves getting the place ready, haven't we, Clary?
We have that. I reckon we're a good team. Hey, we could start up one of them cleaning agencies.
Yeah, N&C.
Nice and clean.
Well, I'll have to watch myself.
Oh, in a hotel, love, it's your home.
And you'll soon have it looking lived in. Boots in the middle of the living room and your tea bags on the draining board, eh?
Look at Jake now, he's dead to the world.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, but he insisted on pushing the background.
Yeah.
Oh, it was a good idea leaving me with Mum, though.
Oh, it's a treat for me having fresh coffee. I only had the one shelf in the kitchen over there, so it was always instant.
I prefer instant relay.
Oh, that's just like my nan. She likes tin fruit as well.
Well, she looked half as tidy out there as it does in here. There's loads of undergrowth and he's cutting along the track.
Well, why not take a drive round the estate, Will, and you can have a proper look and see what needs doing.
Yeah.
No, you know, that can wait.
I can see you're itching too.
What, you trying to get rid of me already?
No.
We don't mind, do we? I'll tell you what. I'll take Jake to the swings and you can pick us up from there when you're done.
Well, I do need to check on things. I want to hit the ground running tomorrow.
Right then, that's settled.
And then you can come to Capers for your dinner.
Oh.
No. Look, you come another day. Yeah, it's all right. I can see you'd rather be on your own.
I do want to see Dad and Grandad.
But... Are you sure that's all right, Clary?
Of course. I'll heat up one of the pies I've brought so you won't have to cook. How's that sound?
I loved the harmonies the choir sang in the anthem.
Oh, yes. It's lovely to hear such a beautiful choir.
Yeah. You seem much brighter.
Yes.
I'm glad.
Hey, don't pull in. We're going to pick Daniel up, remember?
Oh, sorry. Force of habit.
Oh, I love being anonymous in the cathedral. No one looking round at me and gossiping. No one remembering all that stuff they wrote in the Echo.
Most of which you never said.
Quite.
Didn't make the whole Alanusha thing any easier, though, eh?
No. Oh, it's good to remember there's a bigger world out there than St. Stephen's.
Yes.
Though it's not been easy leaving.
I know.
Sometimes an opportunity comes out of a crisis, doesn't it?
Yeah. Hey, there's your mum.
Oh, slow down.
Okay.
Hello, you two.
We're just on our way over to you to pick Daniel up.
They've gone out.
Oh.
Phil said he'd drop him off at the stables in time for lunch.
What have you got there?
The Bridges of Madison County. Chris lent it to me.
How many times have you seen it now?
Who's counting? How was the service?
Beautiful.
The choir was good.
Hmm. Alan led a lovely service here as well. He was telling us all about his Lent course on reconciliation.
Yes, I know.
He said to me afterwards how much he'll miss your contribution, Shula.
Yes, Mum.
By the way, what's happened to Kenton's face? Have you seen it?
Yes.
There's a bruise on his cheek the size of a beer mat. He gave me some silly reason.
Must have been a customer who didn't want to pay.
So he hasn't said?
No, no.
Still getting into scrapes at 50. You and he have both had some bad luck recently, Shula.
Yeah, I know.
So Daniel told us you've had a few things back from the break-in.
Yes, that's right.
But not the Wii or the TV.
No, I don't expect we'll see those again.
Pity. Do you know any more about this chap who did it?
Not really, no. Except he's been done for a string of other thefts as well as ours.
Really? Well, I hope he goes to prison.
Oh, Jack, sweet.
That sounded nasty. Look, I'll see you both later.
All right. Bye, Mum.
It's okay, Jake.
Is he all right?
Oh, hello, Mrs. Archie. Oh, it's just Grace's hand.
Oh, dear. That could do with a plaster. I've got some in the house, if you like.
Oh, no. We'll be fine.
Are you sure?
Well...
Besides, you might like to see a baby lamb, eh, Jake?
Okay.
That's it, okay, Jake.
Well, bye, Will. He'll come and pick us up from here.
I think that bleat means it's had enough now, Jake.
Give Mrs. Archer the bottle, sweetheart.
Good boy.
When you said you had a baby lamb, we didn't expect it to be in the kitchen, eh?
It was premature. When we lived in the farmhouse, we had one or two every year at lambing. We used to keep them in the slow oven to keep them warm.
Oh.
One of the things I had to get used to. Along with early mornings.
Oh, I thought everyone in the country got up early.
Yes, but I didn't start off a country girl. I was a dreaded incomer when I married Phil. I was brought up in Starhampton.
Oh, I didn't realise.
Phil used to say, everyone had roots in the soil. Well, not me.
Nor me.
It took me many years to feel like a country woman.
And do you now?
Oh, yes. But I hadn't seen myself marrying a farmer and becoming a farmer's wife. Still, you can't choose who you fall in love with, can you?
I've found it difficult. You know I lived with Will before?
Yes.
I felt really isolated out in his cottage. I don't drive yet, you see.
Oh, that's important in the country. You can't always count on getting a bus.
Oh, I'm learning. I had my first professional lesson yesterday and I've been out with Will.
I shouldn't like to learn on the roads these days. They're so busy.
Oh, I'm enjoying it. But I don't want to drive just so I can escape Ambridge like a bat out of hell or something.
No.
I'd really like to make a life here with Will and the children.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't find a way in before. I mean, there must be things to join and...
Oh, there are plenty. You just have to jump in, really.
It was me, I suppose.
There's the mother and toddler group twice a week. And the WI, of course.
Oh,
we do welcome younger members.
Oh, I'm not very practical like that.
It's not only making cakes. And there's a younger group in Waterley Cross, WI Light, it's called.
Light?
Yes. They do things like life drawing and self-defence.
Oh, right, OK.
And they have a women's health programme, I believe. And then Jenny's always looking for help with the village website.
Oh, well, that's something I could do from home.
Yes. Or you could join the newly formed phone box committee.
Oh, yeah, Clary mentioned that.
Neil's due to paint it this week before he puts up the information board. It's going to be a miniature tourist office.
Oh, all that bother for a phone box.
Oh, passions run very high about things like that.
Oh, it's finding some sort of job, though. I don't want to have to totally depend on Will.
No, of course. Silly of me. Well, I guess there are sometimes shifts going at the ball or the shop. That really would put you at the centre of things.
If Will can babysit.
You know Hayley?
Oh, Roy's wife, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, she lived in Birmingham before. She's made a life for herself here. Can be done. Especially if you've got Will behind you.
Oh, yeah, he's really supportive.
Living with a keeper's different. There were always people coming and going on the farm.
Hardly anyone drops by Will's cottage. It's just so out of the way. Oh, except for Helen. We became quite friendly.
Oh, good.
Oh, there's Will's pickup. Thanks ever so much, Mrs. Archer.
Jill, and don't be a stranger, Nick.
There's enough carrots, Sheila.
Oh, I'd do a couple more.
Okay.
Still no sign of Dad and Daniel.
Oh, I hated lying to your mum again about the burglary.
Oh, don't.
I feel such an idiot.
Darling.
But it's what you were saying about opportunities.
Yeah?
Well, what Ryan did, the desperation, it's made me see how far I've come with my own addiction.
Well, that's something positive at least.
Gambling can do so much damage.
But you're getting there, Alistair.
Yeah. Really think I might be now.
Now, the pie's hot and the veg needs 2 more minutes, I reckon.
OK, Mum-ta.
Sorry I've had to do the gravy from the packet, but it's all you had in the cupboard.
Oh, it all smells great.
Well, I'll leave you to it then. Bye-bye, William, love.
Bye, Mum.
Oh, it's so good to have you back, sweetheart.
Oh, it's good to be back.
And Nick, come here. Oh. There, bye-bye, love.
Bye.
Oh, by the way, you're invited to Susan and Neil's 25th wedding anniversary party Wednesday at the Bull. I mean, don't send out to Neil. It's all hush-hush. He thinks they're going to London.
Oh, right. Well, I'll see how we go, Mum.
Susan asked specially. Bye.
Bye. Oh, Nick. Oh, this all feels so right. You and me, here, back together.
Yeah.
It could be like this from now on.
I know.
All on your own this afternoon, Hannah?
Oh, hi. Jazz has gone to get some more straw.
What about Tom? Is he around?
Oh, he's still packing at the unit.
Oh, good. What are you up to?
I thought I'd flush the drinkers out.
Right. Well, you're best off pressure washing the pipes to clear out the sediment.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, sorry. Look, I'll give you a hand while I'm here, shall I?
Oh. Okay.
Well, what can I do?
Well, you start at the end drinker, yeah, and we'll take them all off and drain the system.
Yes, boss. Hey, we're going to make a great team, you and me, Hannah.
Oh,
I love your attitude. See what needs to be done, you just get on with it. It's admirable. I mean, Jazza's all right, but you have to drip-feed him clues as to what to do next.
Brian?
Yeah?
About the supermarket order.
Yeah, what about it? God, this one's jammed.
I've changed my mind about staying on.
What?
I'm really grateful for your offer, though.
Oh, Hannah.
I'm sorry.
But
it's been a really useful experience working with you and Tom.
Look, I know it hasn't been the easiest of atmospheres to work in lately.
No, really, it's not that. It's just, well, I want to concentrate on my college work when I leave.
But it's your reliability I could do with, Hannah. I have said I'll be taking on others to help, but, I mean, when I buy in the extra pigs, I'll really need someone who knows the way we do things here.
I'm sorry to have misled you or let you down.
Oh, Lord. Tom's going to love this. Look, I'll give you an extra 50p an hour. How's that sound?
No, really.
75, then. I mean, come on. You'll need the money and we can work out the hours to suit.
I really can't come back.
You know, can't I do anything to make you change your mind?
Stupid phone. Damn. Where is it? Oh. Oh, thank goodness.
Matt, we should have... Yeah, no, you should have put the brace.
Oh, come on.
Our whole financial world going up in flames and you are spending it like confetti.
It'll be all right.
No, it won't be. Not this time.
Look, there's nothing to worry about.
Says you. You've got your head in the sand, Stephen.
There's no point in getting agitated. OK, so C3PL's dead in the water, but...
Yeah, for dead in the water, read no money coming.
All right. We got away with it. Hey? And we've got other stuff going on. We'll be all right.
I don't know how you can be so relaxed about it, fannying off on your holidays for 2 weeks.
3.
Oh, great. Thank you. Look, I'm telling you, Stephen, if all this goes belly up while you're away, I am not taking the fallout.
It won't, believe me.
Look, The guy might have gone quiet, but he's not an idiot.
He's gone quiet because he hasn't found anything.
Yet! Yet! You'd better pray to all your saints. You're right.
I don't need... Look, go and chill out yourself somewhere, eh? Take Lillian. Get a tan. You look pinched.
And that's going to solve everything. A suntan.
It'll blow over.
I should never have trusted your judgment.
Oh, so it's all down to me now, is it? You were never a sleeping partner, Matt. Your name's all over everything.
You were out of control.
Oh, come on.
I wish I'd never gone in with you. You're a flaming toxic asset.
First rule of business, Matt, you don't create panic. You've been flapping around like an headless chicken. You'll blow it for both of us. Is that what you want? Someone's out there.
Oh, my God.
Damn, shut up. Shut up. Oh.
What the hell are you doing there? Have you been listening?
Brenda?
Oh, I'm sorry, Matt.
You snooping little cat.
I left my mobile in the drawer. I came back to get it.
And stay to here. We're going to private conversation.
No!
Steady on, Stephen. You're frightening her.
This is the little bitch who libelled me on the radio.
That was a long time ago. She's all right.
I got demoted over it.
She tricked me. I don't trust her. I don't know why you employ her, Matt.
That is between me and her.
Yeah, well, I've got a very long memory. If you repeat anything of what you heard...
I won't. I did...
Brenda's a trusted employee. Aren't you, Brenda?
Of course.
I'll sue you this time.
I swear I will.
As long as she understands.
I'm sure she does.
I'd sack her on the spot.
Stephen, just go along and enjoy your holiday.
What? So you're taking no action?
Just leave it with me, yeah?
All right. But nothing goes beyond this office. Nothing.
Okay.
I mean it. There'll be consequences.
All right, all right.
I'll be in touch before my flight, man.
Yeah, yeah.
Remember.
Oh.
Oh, Brenda.
I'm sorry.
No, no, it's all right, it's all right. Look, I can see he's rattled. You need a whiskey?
No, I'm in the car.
Yeah, sit down a minute.
Oh. Am I in trouble?
No, oh, he's an old windbag, Chalky.
Is he?
Well, were you listening?
You were very loud. It was hard not to.
Yeah.
I just...
Look, it's a journalist's instincts, I suppose.
I came to get my phone.
And you pretty much heard...
I caught the gist, but I don't know what it was about.
Hmm. There's a lot of frayed tempers out there at the moment.
I suppose there are.
Chalky and me, we've had our very own little credit crunch with C3PL. Remember you've witnessed documents for us?
The name rings a bell.
We've had a couple of loans go bad on us recently. It's holding up the old cash flow. It's made us both a bit jumpy. We've had to, tweak a few rules here and there. Never sits happily.
No.
Sometimes, though, for expediency's sake, you know, you have to get through a problem any way you can. That's one of the things they won't teach you on your course, but one you'll learn in the real world of business, how to firefight.
I'm sure.
Look, you've been put in an awkward situation here, Brenda, overhearing confidential business information.
I wouldn't repeat anything to anyone.
Yeah, I know we say that, but it's, what's human nature to debrief, isn't it? After a tough day when our sweethearts are soothing our fevered brows, things come out.
Oh, I wouldn't say anything to Tom, I promise.
Still looking for a new investor, is he?
What?
For his pinky and perky empire, Tom.
Oh, yeah.
Pigs, eh? Ooh, terrible singers.
What?
Pinky and Perky sounded like someone was throttling them. Of course, I remember them in black and white. Silence was definitely golden when it came to those two pigs. Look, what say I put a healthy wad Tom's way? It'll be my own personal investment, not contaminated with the Chalky brand, don't worry.
You're offering to help Tom?
In business, you look after your friends. And we want to keep Chalkman as a friend and not an enemy, don't we, Brenda?
Oh, yeah, yeah, we do, definitely.
So, what, do we, have a deal?
I, don't know. Can I have time to think about it?
Hmm.
Oh, Adam. Thought you'd gone home.
Well, I came back to check that you I was worried about.
Oh, is it all right?
Yeah. Except I scared off a fox. Didn't have my gun to hand, unfortunately.
Oh, dear.
Went away in the direction of Longwood. I'll tell Will.
Do you fancy a drink?
No, it's all right. Thanks. I'll check them all again first thing tomorrow.
Good.
Mum around?
Yeah, she's putting Rory to bed. She's going to Peggy's.
I spent some time with Will this afternoon.
How's he settling back?
Oh, fine. It's like he's never been away. Though I think he was alarmed at the state of the place.
Was he now?
Mm. Well, Pete did his best, but Will wants to get it really shipshape while it's quiet. I helped him clear some rubbish out of the long grass.
Not fly tippers?
Oh, no. Old farm machinery. Cage wheels, you know. He's making a start filling the potholes tomorrow.
Well, now that does need doing. Mm. It was a bumpy ride for some of the guns by the end of the season.
Well, he's raring to go. I was impressed. Mm. He's hoping Nick will move back in with him.
Yes, and if that stops him moving away again...
Exactly. It's a huge relief to have him back. He'd go a long way to find someone as trustworthy and conscientious as Will.
Just how I felt about Hannah.
Felt?
She's not staying on, Adam.
What?
She changed her mind, told me this afternoon.
Well, I can't say I blame her.
I was counting on her help. I even offered her a pay increase.
Now would that have cut into your supermarket margins? They're already pretty slender.
All right, I know. But she's good, and I could have let her coordinate things and picked up another casual to help out when she couldn't make it. It was all looking doable.
Oh. Well, I'm sorry.
Yeah, well, now it looks like I'll have to recruit someone else.
You're not still going ahead with it, surely?
What is it, Chalky? You haven't changed your mind about deserting me?
No, there's a 200-pound marlin off the Florida Keys, and it's got my name on it.
Just... don't go incommunicado, OK?
What else are the holidays for?
Oh,
come on, mate. Hold your nerve, eh? Now, did you sort it out with that little cow? Because I would enjoy me break.
Brenda? Oh, yeah. She'll keep stum.
How'd you know?
I made her an offer she won't be able to refuse.
She better not.
Well, she knows there'll be consequences if you squeals. God, if only all our problems could be solved like that, eh?
I think you're mad. It's not going to be easy finding someone as good as Hannah.
Do you think I don't know that?
Look what happened when you hired Gary. You get the wrong person in and the whole thing's a disaster.
I'm well acquainted with the realities of hiring and firing, thanks, Adam.
But it's always us left picking up the pieces of their mistakes.
Well, I promise to keep you out of it.
And you've got to deliver the sausages in... what is it now? 6 weeks?
Yeah, I know that as well, thank you. I'm buying in meat to start with. I've got Morris on side. I know I can trust him to stay put.
You hope?
I'm sure of it.
You need to stand back and take a look at yourself. You're obsessed with proving a point to Tom. Mum thinks so as well. She doesn't want you to do it.
I don't care what you or your mother think.
Well, perhaps you should. Things are difficult at the best of times with you and Tony. Mum's always trying to mediate between you. If you fall out with Tom now...
he'll come round.
He might not, Brian. You know how he feels about the supermarkets?
Look, he's had his fingers burnt. He'll get over it.
And what about the time you've promised to spend with Mum? You're meant to be taking your foot off the accelerator. You promised her.
She'll understand. Look, I've still got to make a living, you know.
She'll be flat out with Rory. Never mind the time she needs to spend with Gran.
Stop lecturing me, Adam. I know it'll mean a lot of hard work, but I'm pressing ahead with this deal. Tom will see sense. I'm not letting it go.
Whoa! Mum wasn't wrong about your face. You haven't joined a middle-aged fight club, have you?
Yeah, well, the first rule of fight club...
is what? You don't talk about fight club, I know.
I never understood the end of that film.
Does it hurt?
Well, it's wearing off.
Come on now, girl. Give us your foot.
I finished scraping the yard, dearie.
Oh, thanks.
Oh, Kenton, what's happened to you?
Oh, Frank hit me with a frying pan.
Frank?
Yeah, ex-army. You know, he's very volatile.
On purpose, then?
Oh, no. He was practising for tonight, and I got in the way.
Are you serious?
Oh, yeah.
I can't see anything wrong with this foot, love.
Well, she was limping when she went in the parlour.
Well, there's nothing.
Oh, let her go, then.
Right. So, can I count on your support?
What for?
for my ready, steady pancake night.
Oh, no. Sorry, bro. I'm too knackered.
Oh, thanks a lot. What happened to family solidarity?
Family solidarity? Yeah. I was lambing at 4 o'clock this morning. Yeah. Look, can you see Ruth? She's fine.
Maybe. I'll keep an eye on her.
Oh, please. Come on. I need the numbers.
Well, I'd rather stay at home for my pancakes.
Well, don't look at me. I'm not cooking any.
Oh, see?
Look, we might as well go to Jack's. People need a lift anyway.
Oh, great.
Well, if I can stay awake.
First pancakes on the house. How about that?
Right, then.
Yeah. And the idea is that you can choose any filling you like, yeah?
Oh, decisions, decisions.
Oh, don't be so feeble, Dave.
What do you mean feeble? You don't even break a sweat in your job.
And don't worry, we'll be there. And I'll see if Lucia's free as well.
Come on through, Clary. The lads are on their dinner break.
Oh, and they done a lovely job, Mike.
Of course you ain't seen it since they finished the plastering here.
No, it's ever so smooth. Oh, can I?
Oh, yeah, it's all dry now. Yeah. Of course it'll look smaller when the units is in. Stales only for me.
It's taking shape, though.
Yeah. Jason's coming in to paint on Thursday.
You ain't gone for the PVC windows, then?
Oh, no, timber. Oh, here, I've got the computer printout somewhere.
What? Oh, the new unit?
Yeah. Look.
Oh, yeah. Don't they look beautiful? What's this here?
It's a drawer for your pans.
Oh.
It'll save me fishing round at the back of the cupboard every time I want to use a frying pan.
Yeah, I could do with that.
Yeah, well, Betty would have approved, I reckon.
Yeah. I don't know as I could stand the upheaval of a new kitchen. Still, it'll be worth it in the end.
Yeah. Brenda was meant to be giving me my tea last night, but she rang and cancelled. She didn't sound herself at all.
Oh, dear, why?
Oh, she's worried about Tom, isn't she?
This business with Brian Aldridge?
Yeah.
I'll get it all from Pat. Seems like he's bullying Tom over this supermarket, Dan.
Oh, yeah, he's dug his heels in all right. Brenda says Tom wishes they'd never gone into partnership.
I shouldn't care to work with him at all.
Nor me. Brenda's carrying a lot of the stress, see, you know? Oh, I only hope tomorrow night will cheer him up.
The party, yeah.
Well, give him my lot of three-line whip to be there.
I didn't need to. Huh? Them two words, free and buffet, did it for Joanette.
Yeah.
And Susan, she's that excited, she's busting to say something to Neil.
Oh, well, I wish I was. I just feel nervous.
But you've got the most difficult job. Delivering Neil to the party without making him suspicious.
And making sure Susan's out of the way while he packs her bag for London. Still haven't worked it all out yet, Clary.
Look, I've got to get back now, but we'll put our heads together this evening. It's my shift at the Bull.
Oh, right. Well, I'll come along for a pancake or three and we'll talk then.
Don't worry. We'll sort it between us.
Grab that table, Josh.
OK. Good lad.
All right, Josh.
Got it, Dad.
Well done.
Hiya.
Kathy.
Well, it's busy. We were led to believe that no one was coming.
No. It's been like this for half an hour.
Well, sit down then, everyone. Hey, careful, Ben.
Do you want to join us, Kathy?
Here, look, you have this chair. I'll grab another one from someone.
OK, thanks. Where's Jamie? Oh, he's having his pancakes at the Bull.
Why?
He reckons Frieda's will be superior to Frank's.
Don't let Frank hear you say that.
Here we are.
Only because he knows Sid won't keep a check on how many he's eaten.
Oh. I'm having 10.
Yeah, right. Oh, it's so good to sit down.
David?
Excuse me. I'm sorry, I've been up most of the night, Cathy.
Oh, dear.
We had a ewe with a prolapse.
We don't need to know that now.
So, what fillings are you having?
I don't know. Is there a menu somewhere?
Up there. Oh,
look at that list. It goes on forever.
Lovely, I can't cope with that. Whatever happened to sugar and lemon?
I'll go and tell Uncle Ken.
Josh!
No, don't argue with him, Ruth. Let him choose. I'm too tired.
Job done. Come on, Ben.
OK.
Ooh, there's Pip, look.
Yeah. Hi, Pip!
Nope, she's not looking. Very professional.
Kenton must be pleased with this turnout.
Yeah. Oh, it seems to be mainly students so far.
Well, it makes sense.
Why?
Well, I didn't know how to make a pancake,
did I? I did. Mm. Oh, hi.
Who's that?
Katya. She works in Usha's office.
Is Usha coming?
No, she's training tonight. And she didn't want the temptation of all those sweet fillings.
Are you absolutely sure about this, Josh?
Of course. Yeah.
Okay, well, stand back, you two, while I flip it. And then we'll fill it.
Yep. Okay.
Right. Here goes.
Whoop. Yeah!
Yeah! Woohoo! Yeah. Watch and learn, grasshoppers.
So what really happened to Kenton's face then, Cathy?
You'll have to ask him yourself.
We have.
And what did he say?
Frank hit him with a frying pan.
Oh.
It's a bit far-fetched, even for Kenton.
Well, I'm not exactly sure what happened.
Oh, well, he must have come off worse than the other fellow. We'd never hear the end of it.
No, I don't think it was like that.
Oh, here they come.
Careful with that plate, Josh.
Here's yours, Mum.
Oh, great. Thanks, Pet.
That was quick.
Well, they've got the batter in a big bucket, and all the fillings are laid out.
Do you mind if I make the start? It'll get cooled.
Of course not. You go ahead.
Right.
I've already had two. One cheese and one banana.
Safe choices, then.
Yeah. Well, let's hope it tastes as good as it smells.
Mmm.
What have I got here, Josh?
Golden syrup and sausage.
Oh, no.
What, in the same pancake?
Yeah.
Josh.
Come on, Ruth, clear your plate now.
Oh, great.
Oh, they got one over on you there.
Wait till you see what Uncle Kenton's putting into yours, Dad.
Oh, no.
You just encourage him to choose the fillings, David.
I quite like this, actually.
Mum?
Yeah.
Hotel changed to Thursday night.
Check.
Pigs covered Friday.
Check.
Shop covered Friday.
Check.
Babysitting George covered while Emma in shop.
Check.
Now, the good news since we spoke is that I've persuaded Susan to get dressed for the party at my
house. Oh, fantastic.
Yeah, straight from work, so there ain't no chance of Neil bundling her into the car.
Oh, that is a relief. Well done, Clary.
She didn't take much persuading. She don't want Neil to see her in her glad rags.
Oh, no, that would make him suspicious.
Yeah. Especially as he thinks she thinks they're only having a takeaway curry.
Oh, blimey. Oh, it's complicated, this. But how the heck am I going to deliver Neil to the party when he'll want to be on the road for London?
It's gone ominously quiet in the back.
Oh. They've both fallen asleep.
Stuffed to the gills. Pip looked very efficient this evening, waitressing.
Yeah.
Ignoring us.
Well, would you own up to being related to Josh and Ben, leading George astray like that? I was really embarrassed in front of Ed and Emma. And you were embarrassing too.
What? I wasn't.
Yes, you were. Ordering how many pancakes in the end?
Well, the first one didn't count. Piccalilli and chocolate sauce. He's a devil child, Josh.
You were the greedy devil. Well, I was proud of Pip.
Yeah, and it was good of Cathy to offer a lift back. It means I can have a slump before I go out to the lambing shed.
It was kind of Eddie to milk tonight as well.
Yep.
Oh, I heard the local forecast.
Oh, yeah?
It's going to get drier towards the end of the week.
Oh, good. So we might be able to let the cows out then.
Fingers crossed. Oh, I've just remembered. Pip starts her Lent diet tomorrow.
Oh, yeah.
I haven't thought it through at all.
Well, I think we just need to let her get on with it, love. She told you she'd sort herself out. If she can make it work, great. And if not, well, she'll learn something from the experience.
I hope she filled up with pancakes tonight.
I saw her sneak a few in the kitchen, don't worry. By the way, did you really enjoy that golden syrup and sausage pancake, or were you just winding Josh up?
No, I really liked it.
There's not something you should be telling me, is there?
Now you're winding me up.
Oh, well, that went better than I'd hoped.
Ah, you see, needn't have worried. Not everyone gets it together to make their own pancakes.
Oh, yeah, well, I'm telling you, I don't want to see another one till next year.
Oh, blimey, Kenton! What under your face?
Oh, I got kicked by a pantomime cow.
Oh. Well, you should have moved out of the way then, shouldn't you?
Oh, yeah. And you should have gone on the stage.
My hero.
Well, I'm not going to blow Alistair's secret, am I?
I wish...
What?
Well, do you remember you asked me weeks ago if you should warn Alistair about Ryan?
Oh, come on.
Yeah, well, I told you to give him the benefit of the doubt.
Yes, but look, you know, none of us knew that he was going to rob Alistair, did we? And anyway, it was my decision not to tell him.
No, but...
But hindsight's a wonderful thing, isn't it?
Yeah, so's your face.
Yeah.
Oh, I hate seeing you like this. It's not fair.
Well, I reckon Ryan will go down anyway, with those other burglaries taken into account.
Yeah, well, let's hope so.
Clary, I'll say goodnight now.
Oh, Mike, hang on a tick.
Huh?
Here's your change, Neville. Yeah, and don't spend it all at once. I've had an idea about how to get Neil to the party tomorrow evening.
Oh, tell me, please.
Hey, we're not meant to be up yet.
I can't find the MOT certificate. I've been through this folder twice.
MOT?
For the grills van. The tax runs out on Saturday.
Oh.
Yeah, I'd completely forgotten. I don't suppose you know where it is.
It's not in that folder. I moved it.
Oh, well, thanks for telling me.
It's in the green one, pending.
Why?
Because it's due.
Oh, great.
Look, Tom, leave that and come back to bed. It's your birthday. I was going to bring up your coffee.
I need this MOT.
Your present's upstairs. I can renew the tax for you this morning. It's no trouble.
You're at Matt's.
No, he doesn't need me today. Why don't we meet up for lunch before my lecture?
No, I'm too busy. I've got to sort out the veg boxes.
But after that? Oh, come on. Your dad's doing the milking for you. You can afford to go a bit easy.
I can't. I'm behind with the paperwork at the unit and Hannah's leaving on Friday, remember?
Oh, Tom.
Ah, finally, here it is. And, well, avoiding Brian's a full-time job. Sorry.
It's you I'm thinking about. We'll go out tonight to celebrate, then.
What's to celebrate?
At least let's put in an appearance at Susan and Neil's anniversary party. It's not going on very late.
I'm milking tonight. I doubt I'll feel like it.
I won't be able to hold this door much longer, Neil. I've got to get back to the shop.
Oh, give us a minute. My knees.
Oh, dear.
It'll make... Smart little tourist information box when I finish with it.
Yeah.
Right, I'm standing up now. You can let the door go.
Righto. Do you still need me for anything? Oh, all right, Sid. Lovely morning for your run.
Yes. And a very happy anniversary, Susan. Doing anything special?
Oh,
nudge,
no,
nudge, wink, wink.
No, Sid.
Well, that's cleaned all the glass.
Now?
Oh, morning. Oh!
Oh, Sid, what
are you all right?
Oh,
me back.
Oh, dear.
I never warmed up, you see. Oh, how stupid I make that.
Hey, is he all right?
Oh, he's done his back in.
Oh, no.
It's my own fault. I'll be all right.
Are you sure, Sid?
Yes. Yes, he's... easing up a bit now. Yeah, I think I'll stagger out.
Oh, will you make sure and rest ease?
Yeah, I will.
He's getting a bit past it for all that training.
Oh, well, I'm going back to the shop.
Oh, all right. Oh, by the way, love, you still up for our special Thai takeaway tonight?
Oh, it's your anniversary treat.
Yeah.
Very nice. Congratulations.
Oh, yeah. That's fine, Neil.
Oh, good.
I'll see you later then.
Uh-huh.
Bye.
Bye. Seems like she doesn't suspect a thing.
No.
I'm going to pick her up from work and drive straight to London.
And how's the packing going?
Well, I was looking for that outfit she wore to Christopher's ceremony in London, only it's not in her wardrobe.
Oh, dear. Maybe it's at the dry cleaners.
Well, I'm going there now myself. The one in Hollerton, they've cleaned my suit.
off you get then. Mm-hmm. And good luck with it all.
Yeah, thanks, Mike. You're a pal.
Yeah.
See ya.
Bye. Brenda, love?
Do you need any food shopping, Dad? I'm in the supermarket.
No, you're all right. Ain't doing much cooking, am I? You and Tom are both coming tonight.
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, Bren, you promised. They're my best friends.
Don't go on about it, all right?
Brenda? Brenda?
So, how's it look?
Is it high enough?
Oh, that's perfect. It's such a pretty banner with all the pink and silver.
Yeah.
Oh, I can't wait to see Neil's face.
Ah.
Oh, careful with your back, Sid.
Yeah, I had to think on my feet before. I never realised Neil was in the front box.
No, and you nearly gave the game away.
All come clear to him later.
If everything goes to plan.
Yes. Now, I'll leave you to it, if you don't mind.
Yeah, all right.
Everything to your satisfaction so far, Susan?
Oh, yeah, it looks fantastic, Sid. Thanks ever so much to you and Jolene.
We aim to please.
Well, I think I'll blow up some more balloons.
Oh, I'll help you. Got another 15 minutes.
You got the music together really well, Susan.
What year's this song?
1988. I was pregnant with Christopher. But I like the 70s better, but that wouldn't count tonight.
No, no. Oh, it's going to be lovely, Susan.
Well, I hope that's everything. Oh, drat. Mike? What is it? I'm just setting off this minute to pick up Susan for London. Oh, look at this blooming traffic. It's not even moving.
Oh, I won't forget this, Neil. I'd have been stranded otherwise.
Yeah, so you keep saying.
I only set off with a tip, and when I decided to carry on to the farm co-op, I forgot I didn't have my wallet on me.
Come on, come on.
I couldn't believe it when I broke down. Roy were busy at work. Brenda's phone was off and Oliver's. I couldn't think who else to call.
So you called Muggins here?
I had to tow the van off. He couldn't even start.
Yeah, you said. Oh, blimey, it's gone six. Susan will be home now, wondering where I am.
No, she won't. She'll think you're fetching the takeaway, mate.
Well, yeah, maybe.
Of course she will.
Except she hasn't chosen yet.
Well, she won't think anything's wrong. I mean, everyone's late sometimes.
Might end up us really having a blooming takeaway at this rate. By the time I get her to London, it'll be time to bring her home.
Oh, there's no sign of him, Clary.
Shut the window. You'll freeze in that top.
Mike said they'd be here by 1:30.
Look, it's only 5:22. They'll be here any minute. I'm sure they will.
Well, that was a nightmare.
Never mind, we're back now. Just drop us at the ball, will you, Neil?
You'll have to catch a lift home from someone else. I'm not coming from London to get you.
No. Look, I do need you to give us a quick hand with something.
Oh, Mike.
You know, it won't take a minute.
Haven't I done enough for you for one day?
You didn't for me. I promised Fallon at dinner time I'd get one of her big amps in place upstairs.
Oh, why did she ask you?
Well, I offered. Sid's done his back in, see?
Oh, yeah.
She wants to practice some. I was being gallant, but I don't want to do my back in, do I? It's too much for one.
All right. But can we please be quick?
Oh, great, Neil. Tart.
This had better not take long, Mike.
Oh, it won't, only a few minutes, honest.
Oh. It was quiet in the bar.
Oh, can't say I noticed.
Oh, well, let's get this over with.
Surprise! Oh. Oh.
So, it was all an act then, this bad back of yours.
Yeah, it was Clary's idea.
We had to get you up here somehow. You should have seen him in the traffic, Sid. He was tearing his hair out.
Well, it was the flaming rush hour.
Well, it worked in my favour being held up. Susan didn't want you here till 8:30.
Yeah, well, you were pushing the limits of our friendship there.
Well, all's well that ends well. I'd better go and take over from Jolene.
Yeah, all right.
And many congratulations on 25 years. Not bad going.
No, and thanks, Sid, for all this. I had no idea.
No worries.
Well, I'd better get on and cancel that hotel, I suppose.
Eh?
Shame my plans for London have come to nothing. Still, it's a great party.
Oh, no, Neil. There's no need to cancel.
Oh, thanks ever so much for your help, Clary. I couldn't have done any of this without you.
Oh, no, it was fun.
I felt like a teenager, us getting ready together.
Yeah.
And Jolene's done us a lovely buffet. Everyone's been so amazing.
Oh, you and Neil deserve it, love.
And I'm glad you're William made it.
Yeah. It's a shame Edward's got this tummy bug.
Aha, yeah. Clary, I'm led to believe you had a hand in all this.
Tom's not picking up, Dad.
Oh, dear. I thought tonight might cheer him up.
He's like a dead man walking. I don't know what to do.
Oh, Larry, come on now.
It's his birthday and he just doesn't care.
I'm sorry I was so pushy about you both turning out tonight.
I did try.
I know. Look, why not take one of them bottles of Carver back home now, before the evening slips away?
Oh, I don't know.
Go on, I'll reimburse Susan. I've got to have summer to mark the day.
Yeah. All right, Dad. Thanks.
Do you remember this one, Neil? It was in the charts when Emma was born.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, 1984 was such a special year. Us getting married and then Emma appearing.
Yeah, 6 months later.
She was a month premature.
Oh. What's that matter now, eh? We've got two smashing kids. And George is a great little lad, eh?
Yeah.
Come here, Mrs. Carter. Thank you.
It was so hard keeping it secret from you.
I didn't mean the party. I meant the last 25 years. They've been... well... wonderful.
For me and all. A bit better than a takeaway, this, don't you think?
Much better.
I wasn't too impressed when you first suggested that.
Ah, but there's something you didn't know at the time that you still don't know. I've got a little secret of my own.
What?
Tomorrow night.
Yeah.
Here.
Oh, that's it. What are you still doing here? I thought you'd be at home. I've just come from there.
Oh, there was a fault in the cooler.
Oh.
Yeah, I've tracked it down to this fuse.
It's so cold in here. I tried to phone you from the party.
I didn't want to leave it for Dad in the morning, so, you know, I thought...
Stop that. Oh... Tom.
Oh, my fingers are so cold I could hardly fit the clusters on this one.
Well, with the rain going, we lost the warmth.
Yeah. And this pathetic little heater's worse than useless.
Well, I know Ed complains about it.
Oh, I'll have to get him a bigger one. The beer was icy when I started. I'm still shivering.
Oh, well, you're on the last four now.
Thank heavens.
I'm surprised Ed didn't make it this morning. He wasn't well enough for the party, neither.
Oh, is this Susan and Neil's doing?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry, Mike. I hadn't realised you were back. Would you like a cup of tea?
Oh, when I vented the crates, maybe, Tarno. I was up extra early today.
Ah.
It was still buzzing from last night.
I'm sorry we weren't free to go.
Oh, it was a cracking do. A big turnout and, well, a few of us went onto the cider shed afterwards. So I hadn't had much sleep. Still, I could lie in a bit tomorrow. Hey, you know, was at the party?
Oh.
Will.
Ah. Oh, good. I knew he was back.
Yeah, I'm doing a spot of work for him later. Of course, it made it easier for him, Ed not being there.
Yeah, I suppose so.
We must ask him round, Oliver.
Well, I'm ready for that cup of tea, darling.
Oh, sorry. Here you are.
Yeah. Oh, Lord, my hands.
Oliver.
It's okay, okay. I'll just blow on them.
No, give them here.
Oh.
Oliver, you're freezing.
No, I'm fine, honestly.
You shouldn't be out here.
Well, the cows can't milk themselves. Yeah, can
No, I'll tell you what. No, I'll wash down the bale for you.
You sure?
Yeah, of course.
Oh, thank you, Mike.
Yeah, I'm most grateful, mate.
Oh, no bother. When I've done the crates, you get in the warm, Oliver.
Darling.
No, I'll be all right. Tell you what, though, I think I'll give tomorrow's hunt a miss.
Oh, that's a shame. It's the last one of the season.
I know, and I said I'd help Nigel lay the trails.
I've missed it like anything with this arm of mine.
Well, it was a lot more important to let that heal. I just can't stand the thought of another early start. Not after today.
Bye, Han. Oh. Right. Come on, Matt. Oh. Matt, it's Brenda. Can you get back to me sometime today, please?
Bye. Maybe see you again.
Hello. Nick, isn't it? Caroline. Will's godmother.
Oh, yeah, I know. Hi. Keep holding my hand, Jake.
Look, can I give you a lift anywhere?
Oh, no thanks, we're all right.
You sure?
Yeah, there's a bus in 10 minutes, fingers crossed.
Oh, dear.
No, they're pretty good, actually.
Well, it's a cold day for waiting at a bus stop.
Oh, we're used to it.
Have you been at Will's?
No, the mother and toddler group in the village hall.
Oh, right.
Yeah, Mum dropped us off.
Oh, that's nice.
Just wanted to try it out. I haven't mentioned it to Will, though.
Oh, all right. It's nice he's back, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Well, I'll leave you to it.
All right, then. Bye.
Oh, Nick, I don't suppose you and Will would be free this evening, would you?
How's that looking, Will?
Oh, much better.
Ah, good. I'll get these cuttings in a pile, then.
Oh, it's going to take a while to get these tracks looking half decent again.
Yeah.
Oh, the size of this pothole, he could have a bath in it.
Ah, you'll soon have it filled.
Quiet, Meg. Oh, well, thanks for your time, Mike.
Oh, I've been glad to help out.
Well, Pete ran things okay.
Hmm?
But his idea of tidy, well... It isn't the same as mine. No, it creates a bad impression between drives.
It was a lot for him to keep on top of.
Well, it can be done. We have really high standards in Gloucestershire. Well, this place is a right mess in comparison.
Oh, last night's catching up with me. I need a breather.
Are you one as went back to Dad's shed then?
Yeah, it was me. Robert, Fat Paul, Bert and Joe. Tried to persuade Neil, but I think Susan had other plans for him.
Yeah.
I'm surprised my hands are steady enough to use a chainsaw today.
Well, I went straight home to bed. I knew I had a lot to get on with today.
Oh, well, who's a wise monkey then, huh?
Well, I'm hoping to start doing the rearing pens after this, now it's bright.
Oh, I was D-mob happy, I suppose.
Eh?
You know, mission accomplished, getting Neil to the party... Yeah, your mother's a very clever woman.
Too clever for my dad.
Yeah, and I knew Neil was too kind-hearted to leave me stranded in Borchester.
Eh? Well, except you weren't stranded.
Oh, no. Sid ran me in.
Well, I'm sure they'll have a nice time in London.
Yeah, we ended up playing darts last night. Did you know your dad's got a picture of Snatch Foster on his dartboard?
Yeah.
And it got too dangerous after the fourth jug, so we played Squeak Piggy Squeak instead.
That kid's game where you sit on someone's lap?
Yeah.
Mike!
Oh, yeah, well, I ain't proud of myself. We're going all right till Fat Paul's turn. Oh, Will, a rabbit.
Where?
Over there.
So there is. If I had my gun...
Meg will get it.
Adam reckons there's a fox in Longwood. Been threatening the ewes.
Yeah, I know.
I'm going lamping tonight. See if I can get him in one.
Well, if you do miss him, he ain't going to hang around.
Would you fancy it?
Hmm?
Only it'll have to be later on, because I'm going to Grange Farm for my supper.
Oh, are you now?
Yeah.
I'll give it a miss, will I? I need an early night.
Well, OK. Well, Caroline's invited Nick as well tonight, specially.
Oh, very nice.
Yeah, I was dead chuffed.
Back on with Nick then, is it? Proper like?
Oh, it's as if I've been given a second chance.
Oh.
I feel so lucky.
Oliver's having a shower. He had to do the milking this evening. Here you go, Nick.
Oh, thank you.
You were saying?
Oh, just how friendly they were at the mother and toddler group.
Well, we are a friendly bunch in Ambridge, you know.
Yeah.
Oh. I've done savoury galette, by the way. Is that all right?
Yeah.
They're just warming through in the oven. I know I'm 2 days late, but hey.
Hey.
Oh, it's great Will's back with us, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
And I'm so pleased he's got you. He's had a hell of a time of it.
Oh, I know. I feel so lucky I've got a second chance with him.
Wonderful. He really is the most fantastic guy. Hardworking, loyal, honest, kind. I could go on.
Oh, I think so as well.
Ah, here's Oliver now.
Oh, evening, Nick. Nice to see you.
Hello.
Will's in the sitting room. He's on the phone.
Oh, right.
Are you sure there's nothing I can do, Caroline?
No, it's all under control, thanks. Oh, maybe go and see if Will wants a drink before dinner.
Sure.
Oh, you poor sausage.
Hmm?
You look dreadful.
Well, thank you.
Well, you do.
Oh, I'm getting far too well for this milking malarkey.
You should have at least asked Mike. He might have done it.
Nah, that's not fair. You know he was tired from last night.
Yeah, and you're still tired from this morning.
Well, it's done now. But I could do without the company tonight, you know?
Oh, they're not staying late. Huh? Nick's got to get back to the children.
Good. Can I have a drink?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Anyway, how was your afternoon?
Well, I got to reception. Only to find a party had cancelled over Easter.
Oh, no.
Yeah. I was really fed up. Here.
Oh, thanks, darling.
There were only six of them. But they'd have brought the numbers up to respectable.
So, things aren't improving then?
No. They may be getting worse. I don't want to have to do what Shula's doing.
What? Cut staff hours?
Mm.
Well, let's just pray things pick up then, shall we? Oh, hi there, Will.
All right, Oliver.
What would you like to drink?
Oh, nothing alcoholic, Tar.
He's dropping me home in Borchester.
We've got a non-alcoholic lager, I think.
Yep, great.
All right, then.
Well, you stay there.
That was me daddy rang.
Ah.
I'd asked him to come lamping after, but he's wiped out. Fancy it, Oliver?
Oh, you are kidding. I just want to get to bed.
Here.
Tar.
So, everything how you left it on the estate, Will?
Yeah. Everything's just fine.
Good.
Do you want a glass for that?
No, tack, Caroline. I'm all right.
Top up, Nick.
Oh, no thanks. They're big glasses.
It can be difficult when someone else has been holding the baby.
No. Pete's managed great.
Still, I expect you're glad to be back then, eh?
Oh, he is.
Yeah, definitely.
Now, I propose a toast to William on his long overdue return to Ambridge.
Oh. And to Nick.
Of course. To you both.
Cheers.
Cheers. Oh, thank you.
Well, I'm hoping she'll move in with me.
Aha!
And?
And the driving test comes first.
But after that?
After that, well, yeah. I do want to try and make a life here.
Oh, seriously?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, excellent.
In fact, I've put Jake's name down for Loxley Barrett, in case a place comes free.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, well, it's the first I've heard of all this.
Mm. I was waiting for the right moment.
Well, there's a commitment to the future.
Yes.
Oh, I'm made up, Nick, honest.
Well, I think it's wonderful. Congratulations.
Thanks.
I'm sure you'll make a go of it.
This time?
Well,
Oliver.
Oh, Nick knows what I mean, don't you?
Yeah.
It's jolly nice to hear something positive for a change. Don't you think so, Caroline?
Is this a good time?
Oh, yeah. Sorry, I meant to get back to you. Today spiraled out of control.
Oh, it's okay.
I missed you in the office yesterday.
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
Look, all right, what can I do for you, Brenda?
Well, I've had a long think about it.
What are we talking about here?
Monday.
I'm not with you.
You offered to go in with Tom?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, of course.
Oh, thought you'd changed your mind there.
To be honest, it's been on other things.
Well, I'd like to take you up on it.
Right. Okay. No problem.
He's been so low.
Yeah, he'll get Brian off his bang, eh?
Exactly. Oh, I haven't told him about the pigs, I mean.
Okay.
So I can break the news to him, can I?
No, wait. I'll get back to him myself.
Right. Soon?
Yeah, don't worry. Give me tomorrow to put some flesh on the idea.
Okay. Matt, do you think Stephen's forgotten?
What?
About me overhearing you.
About you listening in, you mean?
Yeah.
Well, like he said, he's got a long memory, Brenda.
Oh, right.
But he will forget, don't worry. And I'll forget, too. And me helping Tom out should make you forget everything you heard, yeah?
Yeah.
Good. Then we're all happy.
Now, you haven't seen my killer CD, have you? I'm sure I left it in here.
No, sorry, Hannah. Do you want a cup of tea?
No, I'm okay, thanks, Helen. I'm just trying to get my stuff together.
Well, if it turns up, I'll send it on.
Okay, thanks.
Oh, I wish you weren't going. It's been fun having you around, and it gets a bit much sometimes, just me and the oldies.
Oh, they're cool, your mum and dad. A bit cranky, but cool. I've loved staying here, and I've really appreciated your support over the Brian-Tom thing.
No worries. Glad to help.
I feel I've made the right decision, though. If I'd stayed, I'd be piggy in the middle.
What time are you off?
Brenda's taking me to the station after lunch. We're all having a farewell drink in the Bull first.
Oh, well, I'll come back and join you. And you won't mind.
Oh, great. Well, I've said goodbye to your dad. Do you know where Pat is?
On the computer, researching reed bed effluent systems.
They sound good.
Maybe. They are low cost and low maintenance.
And not smelly, from what your mum said.
Hiya.
Morning, Tom.
Milking go okay?
Yeah, fine, thanks. If you're packed, Hannah, I'll give you a lift to Home Farm.
Oh, 5 minutes, Tom.
We're going via Neil's. I'm doing the wieners today. Neil's taken Susan to London to celebrate their anniversary.
OK, I'll give you a hand. Just need to say goodbye to Pat.
OK.
Oh, it's a shame you're losing her.
Yeah, I know. I wanted to buy her a farewell present as well. Just haven't had the time.
I'll get her something in town. Don't worry.
In he goes.
Good hope.
I hope she'll foster him.
Well, it smells like one of her own, and this little fella's hungry, so he's keen to sup.
Oh, too right, look.
Yeah, great. No, I think we'll be all right.
And how's little Duffy doing?
Oh, she's still a bit dehydrated, but she's getting that.
What do you think caused it, Dad?
Oh, it was a communication mix-up. Eddie mixed the stuff too thick, so she wasn't getting enough fluid. It's my fault, really. I didn't hand over carefully enough yesterday. And Eddie was hungover after Neil and Susan's anniversary party, which didn't help.
She'll be all right, though.
Yeah, yeah. Although it gave her scours, so she lost fluid there as well.
Well, how many more to go?
There's just that lot in the four corner pens, thank goodness.
Gosh, so lambing's almost over for another year, then. Pity.
Pity? Have you seen the bags under my eyes?
They're always there, Dad.
Oh, thanks. Hey, have you spent your wages yet?
From Uncle Kenton?
Yeah.
Well, Jonathan and I are going to the YF Laser Crest outing, so I'm saving them for that.
Oh, right.
Not that it was much money for the work.
Phew. It's more than I ever got an hour when I was your age.
Park your Zimmer frame, Dad. I don't know how Emma can stand waitressing on your feet all night. It's exhausting.
You finished there, Pip. You better get a move on. It's nearly 8.
Oh, yeah. How are the cows this morning?
Oh, frisky as usual. They just love it when they get out for the first time.
Yeah.
Can't wait to start them in the new paddocks.
Well, there'll be enough grass in a month.
Yeah.
I'll see you later then.
All right. And thanks for your help, sweetheart.
And keep an eye on Duffy.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, Pip, I don't want you having another meal of just eggs tonight. I'm going to cook something local for you for tea.
My diet's really strict, remember, Mum?
I know. I've heard the litany often enough. All right.
Well...
Oh, go on, Pip. It is a bit weird, you catering for yourself. It's like having a lodger.
It's what Izzy does at home. Oh, but okay, then. Oh,
Good. Well, I'll see you later. Bye.
Bye. Well, I was pushing against an open door.
I think she's fed up with it.
Already? It's only been two nights.
Yeah, and she had scrambled eggs on Wednesday, a cheese omelette last night, and pancakes on Tuesday. It's not good enough, and there are still 6 weeks to Easter.
It's funny, the original idea of eating pancakes on Shrove Tuesday was to finish up your eggs.
Well, Pip's doing the opposite, and I'm not happy about it.
So, how do I look?
Whoa, Sherpa Hannah, I love the flaps.
Thanks, Tom.
Well, Helen chose it, actually.
I thought it'd keep your ears warm. It's authentic Nepalese.
I'll make good use of it.
Now, remember, if you ever want a job in the future, please just get in touch.
OK, he's really going to miss you.
We all will.
And I'll miss you a lot. Hey, I said goodbye to Jazza last night, right? He said college is no substitute for learning from him on the job.
Don't worry, Hannah. Drink will have addled his brain.
Oh, he's all right. Cuts both ways, though. His job's been so useful. I've learnt masses from you, Tom.
Oh, good.
And I really hope, well, you sort it out with Brian.
Oh, fat chance. I'm stuck with him now.
Hey, come on, Hannah. We'd better get you to Hollerton. Oh, right, Brenda. OK.
Bye then, Hannah.
Yeah.
Oh. Keep in touch.
Oh, of course I will. Bye, Tom.
Yeah, bye.
And thanks for everything.
Well, please, remember what I said.
Where's your stuff?
In my car.
Oh, okay. Hey, give Jazza a hug from me.
Yeah, right.
See you later, Tom.
Yeah.
Oh. Well, for heaven's sake, Tom, can't you stop being such a misery?
Where's this come from?
Have you had a close look at Brenda recently?
What?
It's not fair on her, you moping around like a doom-laden Eeyore. She looked utterly miserable at Neil and Susan's do when you failed to turn up.
Listen, you don't have to face Brian day in, day out. It's been another awful week. We barely grunt at one another now.
It's no excuse. She's totally carrying you at the moment.
It's all right for you, isn't it? Everything's just hunky-dory. Your own boss, a brand new flat.
I deserve that flat. Gran was over the moon when she heard I wanted it. I can't live at home forever. I'm 30 this year.
All right, all right. Truce.
You're just obsessed with your own problems.
Oh, come on, Helen, that's not fair.
Oh, I need you to take an interest in what's happening at home. What about this reed bed system?
What about it?
Mum's got a consultant coming next week. Is it the system we want to inherit?
Oh, I don't know.
Exactly. Mum and Dad have jumped at this idea, but they don't know enough to make an informed decision. There may be better systems out there. In fact, I know there are.
OK, so...
So I need you to back me up.
Yeah, well, I will if you think you've got a better idea.
I may have. I need to ask around my cheese-making contacts first to see how they deal with effluent.
Fine. I'm not stopping you, am I?
We've got to learn to work together or nothing's going to happen as we want it, Tom.
OK, but it's going to affect both our futures if I can't extricate my sausage business from Home Farm.
Oh, this smells scrumptious, doesn't it, Pip?
Yeah. Good. Call the boys for me, will you, David?
Yeah, OK. Josh, Ben, you come down now. Food's on the table.
Is that enough for you, Pip?
Yeah, masses, thanks, Mum.
Oh, it looks good, too. And mash, eh? Fantastic.
You can help yourself to that.
It's my favourite. Ah. Pip.
Spuds from Bridge Farm, butter from Loxley Norton Dairy, and our own milk, of course.
Okay, yeah, great.
There you go.
See?
Why is a casserole not a stew? Oh,
just get it down, you.
Is that enough, mash?
A bit more, please.
Whoa. My go.
I'm quite hungry, actually.
Good. And I remember to use butter, not olive oil, to fry the onions.
Well done.
And the onions?
Bridge Farm. And it's our meat.
Well, you can't get more local than that.
Oh, there's no point me serving the boys till they come, is there?
No. You get stuck in them, Pip.
Cool.
Love?
I'll help myself. Pass it over.
Okay.
Thanks.
All right. Mmm. That's delicious.
Mum?
Hmm?
There's salt in this.
Well, yeah.
You haven't sourced that within 5 miles,
oh, come
have
on,
you?
Pip, that's splitting.
I'm not saying it's not tasty. It is.
Well, good.
I'm sorry about the salt.
Would be a bit bland without it.
Well, that's what I thought. And I am catering for the rest of the family as well, Pip.
Now what are you doing?
The tomatoes, I can't eat them.
Oh, for heaven's sake.
They're from Spain, aren't they? I saw them in the fridge.
Well, yeah, okay, but they are organic. I made sure of that.
What about the food miles, Mum? Couldn't you have got anything a bit more local?
Okay, I'm sorry. I was in a hurry doing the shopping.
Yeah, and you thought you'd get away with it.
Pip, your mum has gone to a lot of trouble, and I mean a lot of trouble for her.
All right.
Look, I'm sorry. It is really lovely, Mum, and I'll eat what I can.
Good.
That's it.
And I'm sorry about the tomatoes.
It's okay. I'll pick them out if I can. But I'll do my own thing again at the weekend, okay?
Hiya, I'm home.
In the kitchen.
Oh. Hannah, get her train all right?
With about a minute to spare.
Oh, great. Thanks for taking her.
You seem very cheerful. Has something happened?
No.
Oh.
But the weekend starts here.
Great. Well, you go and have a shower and I'll get you a beer.
Oh, yeah, that sounds good.
I've done a lasagna. It's just gone in the oven and I'll make a salad to go with it.
Oh, I don't deserve you.
Go on.
Okay.
Right, salad.
Oh, hi, Matt.
Brilliant.
Yeah. Yeah, I am. What? Really? Well, yeah. Yeah, you bet I'm still interested. Uh-huh. Okay. Yep. Okay, Matt. Right. Okay, bye.
Yes!
I don't believe it.
What?
That was Matt Crawford. He wants a stake in my business.
Wow! Tom!
Yeah, I know. He didn't say how much. Has he dropped any hints to you about changing his mind?
No.
I mean, he couldn't have been less interested 3 weeks ago.
Well, he's obviously come to his senses. You're a sound proposition.
Yeah, he must think so.
Well, he's not going to put his money into a failing business, is he? Not Matt, especially these days.
I suppose not. Still, no details yet. He was incredibly brusque.
That's just his manner.
Yeah. But it sounded like he made his mind up.
Oh, that is so great. It means you can tell Brian to stuff it at last.
Whoa, I'm not counting my chickens yet. I daren't. Not till I hear the details of the offer.
No, but it's a light at the end of the tunnel, isn't it?
Yeah, I suppose it is. I mean, it could change everything.
Yeah.
Hey, I know I've been a real grump recently, and I'm sorry.
It's okay, you've been depressed.
No, it's not okay. I'll make up to you, Bren.
It doesn't matter, I understand.
Wow, I just feel like a great weight's been lifted off my shoulders.
Good. I'm so pleased. I'm proud of you, Tom. You really deserve this break.
The Archers was written by Nawal Gadala, and the agricultural story editor is Graham Harvey. It was directed in our Birmingham studios by Rosemary Watts, and the editor is Vanessa Whitburn.